The Shrine game is upon us, folks. And Rob Rang is here to tell us all about it. The guys that you don't know, maybe even I don't know, we're going to get into all of them. And then it comes down to this group of quarterbacks. They're going to be in Mobile at that Senior Bowl. A lot of storylines are going to converge all in one town. We're all looking forward to it. Welcome to Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft. Your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On NFL Draft. We want to thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Of course, I am your host, former NFL and AFL defensive back Eric Crocker. And as always, I'm joined by my guy, Ryan Tracy from Rogue Analytics. And also today, we got our guy with us, Rob Rang from Fox Sports. Rob, how you doing?
I am doing very well, gentlemen. Thank you, as always, for having me on.
Good to see you.
We've been talking a whole lot about the Senior Bowl, and we'll get to some of the Senior Bowl quarterbacks, as we said, in the cold open. But a lot of people not really talking about what's going on down there in Las Vegas. And you have the East-West Shrine Game. I feel like do I get the sense that the East-West Shrine Game is kind of like the little brother to the Senior Bowl when it comes to bowl games? You'd think that they'd be equally as prestigious. They've both been around for forever, but everybody seems to tend a little bit more to the Senior Bowl. But the East-West Shrine Game, I know you'll be there, and there's a player, a defensive back, a few guys that you're interested in.
There are a lot of guys I'm interested in, Eric. And, you know, hey, with all due respect, Jim Nagy in the Senior Bowl, I mean, we know – That's why we're all going to be there. I mean, Mobile, as Jim Nagy would say, the Senior Bowl is where the draft starts. I mean, hey, so, you know, you gotta kind of acknowledge that. But East-West Shrine Game is the longest running all-star game in college football. It is one that not only the NFL, but the CFL, the USFL, I mean, everybody pays attention to East-West Shrine Game. I mean, I just think it is something that, from a historical perspective, from a talent evaluation perspective, deserves a lot of respect. And there are a lot of guys this year who I think are going to actually surprise some people in Las Vegas. I mean, roll the dice, boys. I mean, there's going to be some really good football players who we are going to see at the East-West Shrine Game. You mentioned Eric Crocker. Eric, your experience as an NFL defensive back, I mean, that precludes anything I'm about to say. But at the same time, I saw a guy in Wanya Thomas from Georgia Tech on tape that I thought, oh, my goodness. I think that Eric Galco, the East-West Shrine Game kind of, you know, representative, top scout, I think that he might have a kind of a hidden star here. In Wanya Thomas, 6'3", 220 pounds. I'm very curious to see what he's going to run, but he looks the part of an NFL linebacker and have been playing safety for Georgia Tech. So to me, he is one of the very first players I would mention. I think there's an underrated quarterback in Brock Purdy, from Iowa State. I think we should be talking about. I think a guy in my own backyard, offensive lineman, Jackson Kirkland from the University of Washington, who, because he got beat by Aiden Hutchinson, and oh, by the way, who didn't get beat by Aiden Hutchinson this past season, that Jackson Kirkland deserves a little bit of credit here. I think this is kind of just a testament to the fact this is a pretty good offensive tackle class, that Jackson Kirkland is going to be competing in the East-West Shrine Game. But to me, there are a lot of guys this year, gentlemen, who I think are legitimate top 100 guys. They're going to be competing in the East-West Shrine Game. It's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, I'm very excited to be going to Las Vegas here in just a couple of days to see what the talent has at the East-West Shrine Game.
So you know, with Brock Purdy, roll the dice comment.
Yeah, well, right. With Brock Purdy, I feel like with him, he's kind of lost a little sizzle like over the last couple of years. He was a guy a couple of years ago where people were like, hey, look out for Purdy. This is going to be one of the next quarterbacks. And, you know, he showed a lot of ability. But then why has his stock kind of fallen a little bit? And do you think that the East-West Shrine Game is the perfect opportunity for him to kind of build that draft buzz back up for him?
I do think that is the perfect opportunity for him. I think that Breece Hall, the running back behind him, has a lot to do with the fact that that Brock Purdy didn't get quite as much attention as maybe he should have. I mean, with Brock Purdy, I think that depending on the game that you evaluated on, you were either super high on Brock Purdy or super low. He was among the guys who I thought was as hot and cold as it gets. I mean, my goodness, there are throws on tape. They're like, okay, if you want to do like a highlight reel film, Brock Purdy is your guy. But if you also want to do a low light film, Brock Purdy might be your guy. And that is one of the reasons why that people are up and down on him. But at the same time, an all-star game opportunity is exactly what you're looking for there. So I'm very excited to see what he might be able to show in this type of environment. Because let's face it, Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones, I mean, they wanted to run the football. They wanted to throw the ball to their tight ends, occasionally throw the deep ball over the top to their receivers. I think you play him in a little bit more of a upscale offense, the way that it's just kind of taking over the NFL and college football right now, Brock Purdy might be able to surprise some people.
That's going to be definitely something to look forward to seeing, especially from the East-West Shrine game. Can't wait to watch that one on TV. But before we do that, we want to talk to you guys a little bit about this incredible app that everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called GetUpside. Our listeners are earning cash back for every gallon of gas every time that they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in your App Store or Google App Store right now and use the promo code Touchdown for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill up. Listen, get cash back. All right. Don't pay full price at a pump ever again. Get the cash back by using GetUpside. Just download the app again. Download the app right now for free and use the promo code Touchdown. All right. Some of the people that we have, you know, talked to that are signed up with this, I mean, they're making $200-$300 a year back. And crazy thing about it, there's no catch. This money gets added right to your account. You can use your bank account, your PayPal, e-gift card, Amazon, whatever brand it is that you use, you're able to sign up that and get this money back instantly. Again, just download the free GetUpside app right now and use the promo code Touchdown to get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's promo code Touchdown.
I'm looking forward to, I won't be in there in person, Rob, so you'll have to do this for me. But Jackson Kirkland, a guy that I think fell down a lot of boards, I'm still intrigued by what he can do, and I think he has a chance to rebound with that Shrine game. When you look at the edge rushers he will be going against, I think he's going to have a pretty good day out, just with my gut instinct. Do you think that he's in a position that competition enough to give him a little bit of a boost again?
You know, that's a really good question, Ryan, because I don't know there's anybody at the East-West Shrine game who is going to really move the charts. You know, of course, the way that Aiden Hutchinson, David Ojabo of Michigan did, you know, but at the same time, I think that there's a lot of NFL teams that are going to see Jackson Kirkland as a guy who can pass protect. He may not be able to create enough push in the running game, but let's face it, guys, the NFL is about pass protection anymore, and Jackson Kirkland can do that. So that, to me, is going to be one of the really intriguing evaluations in Las Vegas this year.
Now, pass protection is important. He's got to protect the quarterbacks. There's a slew of them going to be in Mobile, and no deference to the quarterbacks that are going to be in Las Vegas. But, Eric, I know you have your eye on a couple of them. Like, where do you want to start with this group that's really – enormous for the quality of player that's going to be selected in the top 100.
It is. I mean, and how often have we seen this many like quarterbacks that'll be probably drafted high? I mean, we've seen the Senior Bowls with the Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen, but there's going to be, I don't know, maybe five of these guys, if not more, that are drafted in the top 100, right? I would assume at the Senior Bowl. So I think the guy to me, and I know you like your Zappy, but for me, it's Desmond Ridder, because I've seen all the ability. You know, I've seen him be able to make all the throws. I've seen definitely enough athleticism, but his career at Cincinnati was just kind of, it's just kind of like this. And you felt like it would start to kind of go up, trend upwards a little bit, but it never did that for me. And I'm trying to figure out like what part of his game really pops to where he can hang his hat on, okay, I do this extremely well. Not sure I've seen that. So I know when we get to the Senior Bowl next week, that's the one thing I'm going to be looking forward to seeing. What does Desmond Ridder look like in person? How does the ball come out of his hand? Does it look like it has more pop than what we've seen on TV? And, you know, are those accuracy issues or kind of, you know, not really attempting like the tight window throws and everything? Everything that we've seen from him so far, a little easier except for maybe some of the jump balls to Alec Pierce, right? But I want to see like those tight window throws in between coverage, the NFL throws that they'll be asking him to make. Does he do those things? Because I feel like we'll see those from some of these other quarterbacks in this class.
I think for me, that's one of the things I definitely want to see from Desmond Ridder as well. I feel like we have seen, let's just talk with Sam Howell from North Carolina. I think that he has tried those throws and at times made them, and that he's been vilified when he has attempted to make them. And the drop-off at the receiver position, at the running back position, at the offensive line position that he saw when basically his best blocker running backs and receivers, plural, were drafted into the NFL this past season. And a lot of people just said, hey, Sam Howell has dropped off. No, he hasn't. He is just trying to compensate for the fact that the North Carolina Tar Heels lost an awful lot of talent, and he was trying to basically overcome that. So I think that Sam Howell is going to be a quarterback that that could really move up. I love that you mentioned Desmond Ridder. I would another player that I think that deserves a little bit of credit here. If I was going to call my shot here, I think that Carson Strong from Nevada, I think that he is the most accurate quarterback in this draft class, Showman. Now, I don't know that he has the arm strength. That's what I want to see him do in person at the Senior Bowl, because I think the Romeo Dubs, the receiver that he was throwing to an awful lot of time in Nevada, is a really good football player himself. And so that to me, Eric, you mentioned it. Ryan, you mentioned it as well. I mean, this is a fun quarterback class going to Mobile. I mean, I think you could make the argument with Bailey Zappe is a good quarterback at Western Kentucky, but I think the other five quarterbacks who are out there are very likely to be among the top six quarterbacks drafted, along with Ole Miss's Matt Corral. Of course, as a junior, cannot compete in this opportunity. But at the same time, between Desmond Ridder, between Sam Howell, between Kenny Pickett, between Carson Strong, Desmond Ridder, I mean, my good, again, you just have a spectacular little quarterback evaluation here. I think the Senior Bowl is going to be an awful lot of fun from the quarterback evaluation perspective. And in a class where there is not a consensus number one, got Malik Willis from Liberty, another one, arguably the most gifted of all of them. I mean, oh my goodness, get ready, boys. Get the popcorn ready. This is going to be a fun one. I cannot wait to evaluate the quarterbacks in Mobile this year.
You know, real quick, I do want to dive more into Malik Willis and Zappe, kind of dive into more of what we're looking for to seeing from those guys. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Bet Online. All right. And Bet Online, they would like to wish you a new happy betting year as we continue to march throughout these NFL playoffs. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all best sports wagering action in 2022. New year and new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code Locked On to get started. All right, from football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of this amazing offer that's available throughout the 2022 year. All right, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. That's BetOnline, where the games start. All right, guys, let's talk about it, man. We've dug into some of these quarterbacks, and I mean, it took us that long to mention Kenny Pickett. And I feel like Kenny Pickett, and really a couple guys we're going to talk about here, but Kenny Pickett, he might be the guy that really kind of solidifies himself as that QB1, right? Do you think, or what does he have to do? And I want to start with you, Rob. What does Kenny Pickett have to do to solidify himself as that QB1? Because I think right now he's kind of being viewed as that. I think heading into this process, it was kind of like, you know, Matt Corral, Kenny Pickett. But now I feel like Kenny Pickett starting to have the edge. And do you think at the Senior Bowl he can take an even bigger lead?
I think he could, but I want to see it. I've been attending the Senior Bowl practice, gentlemen, for 21 years now. And I have to absolutely see it. I think that there is an awful lot of conversation about Kenny Pickett's hand size. And people just kind of laugh about that. Like, oh, it's hand size. Who cares? I'll tell you who cares. The teams that actually play in cold weather conditions, because if you can't grip the football, you are very likely to throw inaccurate passes. If you can't throw the football, then you are, or grip the football, excuse me, then you are very likely to have the ball slapped out of your hands and result in fumbles. And the fact that Kenny Pickett was essentially a 500 kind of quarterback before, meaning touchdowns and interceptions was basically the exact same number prior to this unbelievable season, in which he had the Biletnikoff Award winner, oh, by the way. I think that there's an awful lot of reason that this is going to, again, going to be a fascinating evaluation from the quarterback standpoint. So I do believe that Kenny Pickett is the top senior quarterback at this time. But at the same time, I want to see, proof is in the pudding, gentlemen. I want to see what he actually can do. And so, again, Kenny Pickett, to me, has as much pressure on him as probably any player, not just quarterbacks, any player who's going to be attending the Senior Bowl this year.
I think Malik Willis coming out of Liberty is a guy, too, that can really help himself. Because, like you said, I mean, he might be the most pure, talented guy out of his class, in the sense of just his arm strength, the throws that he's able to make, just the wild plays, you know, spinning out of, you know, potential sacks, flinging the ball 50 yards downfield on the money corner, the end zone, and just those wild plays that we're seeing kind of some of the guys in the NFL do right now. Malik Willis can do all that, but again, did it at Liberty, and now has to prove that he can do it on the bigger stage like the Senior Bowl. What do you think about that, Ryan?
He's got a lot to prove. I won't say that he's got the most ground to gain, because I think we've been on him for a while. He's shown his athletic ability. I think he can always rely on that. I think the most ground to gain is the guy that is the small school. And I think it's very different for Pickett to go to Mobile in February than it is to be playing in Pittsburgh, a place that I've slotted him a couple of different times. So I think that the pressure on Pickett is real. And I also want to see him step out in that group with a bunch of SEC players, guys that have bigger marquee names. And I want to see if he can take a leadership role, much like we saw Herbert do when he was down there, a quiet kid, something like that, that proved to me that this one year wasn't it. But Rob, I will have no slander of the Paducah law firm Zappi and Stearns on this podcast, because the guy who has the most ground to gain is Bailey Zappi, not the strongest arm, not the most fleet of foot. He processes well. He gets the ball out quick. He understands not only the West Coast, but a spread concept offense that I think can help him take that next step. And he's had jump after jump so far. I say the train keeps rolling. I'll call my shot now. This pre-draft process, Bailey Zappi makes the most ground up in this quarterback class.
I love it. I love it. I mean, that's the thing, is that, as you just said, he does have experience in two different offenses, and there's something to be said for that. You know, I mean, with Malik Willis, you know, going back to Eric's point, I mean, in terms of just physical upside, yes, he does have the most wow throws. He has the most ugh throws too. And that's the thing, is that what are we going to see, you know, when the competition jumps up a little bit? And with Bailey Zappi, just his decision-making, you know, we're seeing in the playoffs over this last weekend, Jumbo, when we saw quarterbacks, you don't always have to have the arm to throw the ball deep the way that Josh Allen did, oh, by the way, as he goes home. You have to be able to complete passes quickly, you know, and be able to recognize what is happening right at the line of scrimmage and be able to make those types of throws, those type of snap decisions, those type of pure accuracy, ball placement, the ball is here, not here kind of throws. And Zappi does that. So to me, that is one of the fun things about this class, guys, is, again, I don't think, we talked about this before, I don't think there's a quarterback in this class who should go in the top 15. We know that there will be. Of course there will be. But at the same time, it all comes down to who is the quarterback who actually can move the meter for your NFL team. And I don't know. Again, I've been covering this for a long, long time. I don't know that I've ever seen a quarterback class heading to Mobile that is as tightly grouped as this one is. So the fact that they're all going to be competing against each other, gentlemen, I just can't wait to hang out with you guys and be able to evaluate these quarterbacks and see who actually is able to step up and be kind of the alpha dog in a quarterback class who, frankly, I don't know that there's many dogs among them.
And it's going to be fun to hang out with you guys and also everybody else, because we're going to be doing some live shows after some of these practices. We'll be talking about, you know, reports and what we're seeing from these guys, who looks the best out of this quarterback class. Some of the receivers, DBs, you know, I like to talk about those guys, but offensive linemen, defensive linemen, everybody at the Senior Bowl. I can't wait to dive into all of those guys. But we want to thank you for making us your first listen of the day. From Rob, from Ryan, we appreciate y'all listening in, but we are out. Peace.